the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 438. Up, up, and still here.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help us support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
It's time for the 3rd annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April event.
I love
that
it.
That rocks.
They're everywhere.
That's right. There will be a new episode of Comedy Forecast every day in the month of April. So come on, let's get to today's forecast. It's time for part 18 of Baron's Bunch, an original Comedy Forecast story. I hope you're taking notes. The name's Hart, Detective Hart. 2 A's, 2 T's. Spell it right, say it right. And I'm narrating this story. Or am I? Yes, I am. In our last episode, Finkelstein's monster, better known simply as Fink, and Sweet Tooth Sam had managed to break into the vault in the basement of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers and steal the weapons used by their enemies, the Monster Hunters. While upstairs, in the hotel ballroom, Baron Freyherr, who had been disguised as a waiter to slip a sleepy time potion into the Monster Hunters' drinks, had been found out.
It is you, Baron. Why are you dressed as a waiter?
Cosplay? Wait, is this Baron Freyherr? Well, well, well. I have some pretty gold spikes I'd like to introduce you to, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm sure you would, my dear Van Heflin, but I wouldn't want to put you out.
Oh, please, no trouble at all. I just have to go get them from the vault.
I'm afraid that will prove to be impossible.
What's he talking about?
I have a feeling that the Baron wasn't here by himself.
Very clever, my dear Victor.
It's pronounced Victor.
But I thought that... Anyway, by this time, your weapons will no doubt be miles from here.
Maybe, but you're right here. Spatter, call the police.
Meanwhile, in the taxi van at the back of the hotel, Dr. Mild is at the end of his rope listening to Danny Hillcrest, his unexpected passenger.
And don't even get me started on that whole Dr. Jekyll and Mr. David Hyde Pierce thing. Nobody can turn change their personality persona that fast.
You kids today, with your rapping and your Snapchat, and your all the feels. What's up with that? What makes you think you can have all the feels?
I love it!
Oh, and the catchphrase, too. Back in my day, we didn't have catchphrases. We just grunted at each other, and we knew what we meant. And we didn't have iPhones. We just had earphones. Because you make a call with your ears. Now get out of here and get a job, you freeloader.
But I still need a ride lift home.
Walk it off. And wear a tie next time. This isn't casual Friday.
At that moment, Fink and Sam appeared from the loading dock, carrying the Monster Hunter's weapons.
Fink, get the weapons into the van, post haste. I'll let Dr. Mild know we're here.
Okay.
Mild.
And would it hurt you if you read a book every now and then?
Whoa, calm down.
Wait, did you just tell me to calm down? See, I was right. You don't want me to have the feels, do you?
Uh-oh, the police have been alerted.
Junk in trunk.
Get off my lawn.
Wait, Mild, what are you doing?
Adios, muchachos. That's Spanish for hasta la vista, in case you didn't know. Stop living in your parents' basement.
No, wait! This is why I work alone. Fink, get back to the hideout.
What you do?
Yeah, just summon me when you get there. Remember, I can vanish.
Oh, yeah. Fink wish she pay attention on drive here. Or know how GPS work.
The police will be here in a minute.
It looks like it's the end for you, Baron.
Not in the least. You forget that I can turn myself into a bat and fly out that window up there.
Oh, I didn't forget, partner. You forget that you turn into a 6-foot-tall, 210-pound bat that can't get himself 2 inches off the ground. Darn it. I did forget.
Oh, Baron! Why?
I know. I should really go on the diet.
The police are here, Miss Fallmacher.
It's curtains for you, Baron.
You really had to rub it in with the window pun, didn't you?
Is this indeed the end for the Baron? And what about the rest of the gang? You sure have a lot of questions, don't you? So tune in again tomorrow for episode 19 of Baron's Bunch, Bat in a Cage.
Special appearances this episode by Grant Pachoco, creator of the Saturday Morning Media family of shows, located at SaturdayMorningMedia.com, and Paul Barry from the Window to the Magic podcast, located at WindowToTheMagic.com.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.